You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Let's head out to Syosset. It's Frank. It's the fan. What's going on, Frank?
Moose, hi. Happy holidays again to you.
You as well, Frank.
I spoke a couple weeks ago about the Yankees with you. You told me, batting averages aren't important anymore. But it keeps being mentioned on the fan about the right side of that infield, batting 210, McMahon, Volpe. And Hal said during his conference, he's convinced they had a championship roster. He said he blamed it on health issues and underperformance. Underperformance is a very vague term to me, Moose. I don't know what that means. But and he said if they were healthy, he believes they had a championship roster. What's it paying Wells and Rice and Schlittler and Volpe? And what's he paying Dominguez? What's he paying these guys, Moose, that he can't afford to spend a little bit more money?
Well, we'll see exactly what happens with Cody Bellinger. I just would like the attack mode. That's what I would like. You know, I really would. I like the Yankees to go out there. Well, you know, you're going to potentially move Jazz Chisholm because he's going into a contract. You don't want to, you know, concerned about paying him after this season. You know, there does come, when does, like, and I get, you got to operate, there's a business model. I understand that the Yankees don't operate like the Los Angeles Dodgers. They just don't, right? Where money is really, you know, not an issue. For the Yankees, obviously, it is. The Yankees it's good business to be the Yankee owner, the managing general partner. They make a lot of money. They made a lot of money when they went 82-80. We went through it at the time right here on WFAN. And I can't dig into, you know, everything and all the expenditures, but, you know, when you go two games over 500 and you're still making $700+ million on the season, that's a pretty good year. I mean, it really is. So Yankees, you know, had the home dates this year, you know, even though, you know, they fell short. You know, when you look at it, I never said me for one, I don't know who you're listening to that says batting average doesn't matter in today's day and age. The analytics don't look at batting average as being all that important. I do like contact, you know, Frank. I like when guys are able to hit the other way. I like when guys have good bat control. It bothers me when guys strike out a ton. You know, but I get that's not the way baseball is looked at now, especially with the way that starters are handled. A rare starter sees a lineup third time through, the way bullpens are utilized, you know, the way that you see openers in games, the high velocity that you see now. 20, 30 years ago, you never saw guys that, you know, threw as hard as they do now. And I understand bigger, faster, stronger, the evolution of the modern day athlete. But that is where baseball has changed, the way that you analyze baseball players. What bothers me when, you know, when you look at analytics on, and they can tell you everything. And I got to tell you all, they can tell you some things. And I got to tell you everything. I messed up that cliche, but you get the point. You can't tell what ticks, what's going through someone's mindset. You just can't. The ability to go out there. I interviewed Mark Messier about right before the start of the NHL regular season. Because, you know, he and his company, they were launching those new jerseys that were coming out, right? And I asked him how he had the ability to compartmentalize the pressurized moments. Like, you think about that natural hat trick he had against the Devils. We will win tonight. You know, that hat trick that he had in the third period against New Jersey after the Kovalev goal, end of the second period, to make it a 2-1 game. I asked him about it that night, that day when I interviewed him. You know, he said, well, you know what helped me be able to deal with those kind of moments? You think about losing as much as you think about winning. You go through the mental process of what it would be like losing just as much as you think about what it would feel like and what it would be like if you won. And that gave me the ability to go out there and play my best when there was pressurized moments. So Messier was great in the regular season, and he was a great clutch performer. Obviously, the Messiah, delivering a cup here to the New York Rangers, helping deliver a cup in 94. Leach, Zuboff, Richter, part of that team. I mean, go along with Larmer. I mean, I could run through that entire team. I was there at game 7 that night with my dad sitting at Madison Square Garden as the Rangers beat the Vancouver Canucks. But, you know, that is where analytics misses. Because there is the idea of the performer. You can, stats can tell you some things. It can tell you what's ticking between someone's mind and the ability to go out there and continue to perform even when the pressure's on the most. And some guys can, and some guys can't. Yonkers, Thomas.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Fan, what's going on, Thomas?
Moose, thanks for being on. I really love when you're on. And I just want to shout out Sal and BT because I wasn't able to get through and thank them and wish them the best. You guys from that old guard are just, you know, what the Fan is about, and just send that out to them. So thank you for filling in today. And in regards to Hal and the Yankees, Mark, when you go to a really fine steakhouse, you don't want the chef to come out and tell you, you know, how difficult it was to find this ingredient and he had to go through that. You just want, you're a customer paying top dollar. You want the steak to taste great and everything to go on point. I don't need to hear from Hal about the finances. I just, and also, he's not a player. He's not a general manager. He's the head. He's the leading owner in the organization. I just want him to say,
Yeah.
We are going to do whatever we can to bring a championship to the New York Yankees. Because that's what the final goal is all about. And I'm really worried that he doesn't have that focus that, you know, that used to be there in the past. Because that's the only way you could do it. It has to be organizational from the top down. We are trying to bring a championship to New York City. I understand that money, there are constraints here or there. Every team, you know, goes through it. And to be honest, even though the Dodgers have won the last 2 years and they've spent the most money, they got tremendous contributions during these two runs from players that weren't making a lot of money, as well as the top guys like the pitcher. So there's a lot that goes into it. But in New York, when you're a customer paying top dollar, we know that you can't win or you can't guarantee a championship, that money doesn't guarantee a championship.
No, but you want to see the action.
We want the
top, you're tired of being told something.
We want the top guy to say that's what the goal is.
Right,
and
action.
We love you, Mark.
Right. You know, Thomas, actions speak louder than words. You want to hear the actions. You know, you don't want to be told how upset you are. You want to, you know, how do you feel it? Well, you feel it by the team going out there reacting. And not overreacting. Listen, we used to see George overreact to certain things, and not necessarily was a positive. But you want to see a reaction to the disappointment. You could tell me, you know what? Man, it stinks. It's terrible. You know, everyone got along. We were a championship team. You know, them's the breaks. Wish, you know, things worked out, whether it be underperformance or whether it be, just bad luck or injuries. It just didn't work out. But we were there. You know, we were part of it. And listen, the non-Yankee fans are going to call up and be like, you're a pig. Because the team's in the playoffs every single year. You don't bottom out. You know, here you are complaining. Your leather shoes are too tight. I mean, so, yeah, I get it. I understand that. I understand the frustration. I get it. But I would like the Yankees at some point in time to have that kind of mantra. You know, be proud of yourself. You know, look in the mirror. You know, I'm good enough, I'm strong enough, and doggone it, people like me. I'm the New York Yankees. That's it. Instead of being concerned about being multiple like the Blue Jays or how the Rays grown frustrated because the Rays are able to squeeze, don't spend a lot of money and are able to squeeze out wins because of their analytics department. Deathly afraid of Cohen with the Mets and what the Los Angeles Dodgers are doing. Don't compare us to L.A. All that kind of stuff. You know, look at it and, you know, I don't need to be told like, oh, you know, we're terrible on the base pass, so let's get rid of that coach. No, fundamentals are flawed. This is the same team that told you for two years that Gleyber Torres was a shortstop. Remember that? Lennox, we go. It's Robbie. It's the fan. What's going on, Robbie?
News. What's going on? Happy holidays to you and your family. Hope Donna and Jackson and Gregory and Paul are well. And how was your trip to Buffalo? I have to ask before I talk
about
the
Yankees. I'll tell you that. That is God bless. People are wonderful. Buffalo. People are wonderful up there in Buffalo. But to drive up to Buffalo on a Thursday and then drive back on a Friday and be in the car better part. I think I did the calculation. I left at 2 o'clock Thursday. I got home at 9 o'clock Friday night. So if you think about that calculation, that's 24 plus 7, 31 hours. I was in the car for 15 of those hours.
Oh my God, you're like Super Dad. That was an old movie.
That is a long... My middle son, Paul, his team won the tournament, so congratulations to them.
Congratulations.
Yeah, no doubt.
Awesome.
But So that was great, but it was a lot of time in the car, no doubt. It's a long drive.
I can imagine. Hey, that's what hockey players do, you know? That's the long bus. That's why... First of all, let me just mention something about the Yankees and then real quick about the Rangers, okay? First of all, about the Yankees. You know, the Yankees want to develop young players, but they haven't developed young players. That's the problem. And the developing players have become basically DHs. I think, and I've been saying this for months, and I know it's been repeating myself, but the Yankees need table setters. And, Mark, this isn't the problem with Brian Cashman. There's too many lefties and there's too many righties. I mean, he doesn't know how to construct a baseball team. And I don't want to hear that average doesn't matter. You know, I've had Kevin Curran on my program all the time. Kevin talks about the nerds all the time. And the nerds have ruined the game. Let's face it, analytics, it can be used, okay, but it's not used. It's used too much, Mark. It's just used too much, and that's why I can't stand it. The pure, what you talk about all the time, the pure beauty of a guy like Mark Messier, which leads me to the Rangers. Mark, I'm sorry. Break this damn core up. Please break the core up. Okay, how many coaches are you going to go through It's Chris Drury, but it's also the pass regime. Let me ask you something, Mark. When's the last time the Rangers drafted a player that was a star in this league? Tell me the last time. How about Hank Lundqvist? And how about maybe Igor? And poor Igor Quickie. Do you know Quickie hasn't won a game since November 7th? I mean, what if I want you to play general manager, okay? When I get off, I want to hear what your plan is. Robbie,
they're all depreciated assets.
But I know
outside Panarin, I mean, is Zibanejad a depreciated asset from where he was 2 years ago?
No, that's the thing. They're all old players. That's the problem. You brought a guy like JT Miller. Like, I love JT Miller. He's 33 years old. What are you going to do with him? In other words, the reason that you couldn't get a guy like Quinn Hughes is because you've never developed anything at the minor league level.
No, they're another one.
Okay? That's the problem. Okay, Quinn Hughes is arguably to be the second best defenseman in the league.
Brennan Hoffman?
They brought him up. They brought Hoffman up. What are you going to do? He hasn't done anything. I don't think he's scored anything.
I miss the days when we debate about Rempe. I miss those days.
I love Rempe. You put Eggstrom and Rempe, okay, and Sam on that line. That's like the identity line. It's kind of like Casey Sezakis and Clutterbuck.
They can't score at home. I was at the game the other night. Against Vancouver. I mean, at one point in time, Quick allowed 2 goals on 8 shots. And listen, I'm not knocking. But, you know, you want to get rid of Lafreniere. Yeah, you can get rid of a Lafreniere. I mean, you want to tear it all down. What exactly is the definition of all? Like, where is this team going? And everybody, if you recognize it, everybody else in the National Hockey League recognizes it as well. We're a long way away from where this team was not all that long ago as being a Stanley Cup contender when they were adding, you know, Tarasenko from the St. Louis Blues, when they brought in Patrick Kane and made that deal. We're a long way away. And then they got exposed because they team lack of speed against the New Jersey Devils in that playoff series. And then we saw Gerard Gallant get fired. But Laviolette brought in initial success. He gets fired. Now he's got his guy in Sullivan in there. They've got too many grinders. I mean, that's it. And you're not wrong in terms of when you're looking at the elite level talent on this team. They can't overcome it. Did they play? I mean, I thought there were times in that game against Vancouver where they did carry the play. There's too many just, as you'd say in the NFL, too many Jags, just a guy on the New York Rangers. That's the problem. So it's great that they were trying to make a trade for Quinn Hughes from the Vancouver Canucks. I mean, it's great. Now, listen, I've said it all along for quite some time that Drury has been a problem with this team. You know, we can... In terms of how to put a group together, the way that the organization is run, how many coaches can you potentially go out there and run through, the lack of player development when you look at this team. And I think the biggest misstep he had, which kind of lost this team and lost this organization, was the way that he handled Trouba. Because that was embarrassing. Regardless of what you want to say about Jacob Trouba, and then you could throw in, you know, how he handled Barkley Goodrow, who didn't want to waive his no-trade clause either, threw him up on waivers, and his buddy from the San Jose Sharks picked him up. So, I mean, but I think Drury's a problem. Now he's got another coach in there. We'll see how long exactly lasts, but is this Ranger team now going to peak at some point this year? Probably not. Depressing. 10:39. As is a lot of the sports. Outside of the Knicks, we'll talk about the NBA Cup in a little bit. We'll get into the Mets offseason as well. Get back to your calls. 888-808-1019. Malusis with you a Thursday midday right here at the Fan in New York.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.